Hello and welcome to the Retro VGM Revival. My name is Edgar Velasco and I am the host of this show. This is a video game music show where me as well as occasional guests will share and talk about video game music of the 8-bit, 16-bit, 32-bit, and current video game music eras. From the obscure to the well-known, both respecting and honoring the music that many gamers have grown up on, and for those who have just discovered the incredible world of video game music. I have been a fan of video game music for as long as I can remember, and believe this is an art form that needs as much exposure as possible. Each episode will focus on a specific theme, best ending music, best title screen, or a specific franchise or composer. And that brings us to today's show, and the theme is cartoons. Now, many of you as of recent have discovered that Saturday morning cartoons are pretty much something of the past, where it's currently available in a much wider scale. You can either find them through YouTube, various other mediums like Netflix, Hulu Plus, or whatever. But none of us can take away that innocence of sitting in front of that TV screen and watching these amazing cartoonists bring their creations to life. And I, for one, who have grown up on weekly as well as Saturday morning cartoons, took a chance to make this particular countdown all about the favorite cartoons I enjoyed watching. So hopefully some of you will enjoy the list I've compiled of favorite and amazing video game music based on cartoons. Although I did do a previous episode focusing on Disney-related cartoons, this particular countdown is going to be based on all types of cartoons, ranging from Warner Brothers to maybe other cartoons that maybe none of you have seen or heard. But either way, that shouldn't distract you from listening to these amazing themes. So let's say we forego the details and start this amazing countdown, giving kudos to these great melodies from games based on particular or well-known cartoon franchises. First in our countdown is a great American hero, which is G.I. Joe, a real American hero. Released January of 1991, developed by Kid and published by Toxon, for the Nintendo Entertainment System, we have Mission 2, Antarctica, by composers Nobuyuki Shioda and Yusuke Takahama. And that was Mission 2 Antarctica for the G.I. Joe, a real American hero NES game by composers Nobuyuki Shioda and Yusuke Takahama. Next in our list is Tom and Jerry, released June of 1991, developed by Software Creations and published by High Tech Expressions for the Nintendo Entertainment System. We have the opening and stage 2 theme by composer Geoff Folan. and that was the opening stage 2 theme for the Tom and Jerry NES game by composer Geoff Folan. They're tiny, they're toony, and they are a little loony, but definitely an amazing game to play. And I'm talking about Tiny Toon Adventures, released December of 1991 for the Nintendo Entertainment System, published and developed by Konami. We have Haunted Forest by composers Jun Funahashi, Masae Nakashima, and Satoko Minami. That was The Haunted Forest for the Tiny Toon Adventures NES game by composers Jun Funahashi, Masae Takashima, and Satoko Minami. Next up we have The Smurfs, released in the year of 1994, developed by Bit Managers and published by Infogrames for the Nintendo Entertainment System. We have Act 3, The Swamp, which is also used in Act 10, Gargamel's Manor, by composer Alberto José González. that was the Act 3 and Act 10 theme for the Smurfs NES game by composer Alberto José González. Next in our countdown is Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle, published and developed by Kemco and released August of 1989 for the Nintendo Entertainment System. We have Building by composer Hiroyuki Masuno. Building for the Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle NES game by composer Hiroyuki Masuno. You can't keep a good Joe down, and that is why we're returning to G.I. Joe, but this one is G.I. Joe The Atlantis Factor, released March of 1992, developed by Kid, and published by Capcom for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is Area A, Cobra Prison, by composer Yusuke Takahama. The top of 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 And that was the Area A Cobra Prison for the G.I. Joe The Atlantis Factor NES game by composer Yusuke Takahama. This particular game celebrated a character's birthday, and with that we have Bugs Bunny Birthday Blowout, released September of 1990, published and developed by Kemco for the Nintendo Entertainment System. We have World 1 by composer Hiroyuki Masuno. Stage theme for the Bugs Bunny Birthday Blowout NES game by composer Hiroyuki Masuno. Now, what countdown wouldn't be complete without adding this Stone Age family? And we go with the Flintstones, The Rescue of Dino and Hoppy, released December of 1991, developed by Soul and published by Taito Corporation for Nintendo Entertainment System. We have stages 1 and 2 by composers Yasuhiko Yamada and Naoto Yagishita. Was the theme to stages 1 and 2 for the Flintstones, The Rescue of Dino and Hoppy for the Nintendo Entertainment System by composers Yasuko Yamada and Naoto Yagishita. Next up, we continue with the Flintstones and include the Flintstones Surprise at Dinosaur Peak, released August of 1994 for the Nintendo Entertainment System, developed by Soul and published by Taito Corporation. We have stages 1 and 5, Bedrock, by composers S. Takahagi and M. Ogata. Thank you. And that was Stages 1 and 5, Bedrock, for the Flintstones Surprise at Dinosaur Peak Nintendo Entertainment System game by composers S. Takahagi and M. Ogata. Next up, we'll return to more Tiny Toon Adventures with Tiny Toon Adventures Buster's Hidden Treasure, released February 7th of 1993, published and developed by Konami for the Sega Genesis. We have Sunset and Snow, the Stage 2 theme, by composers Shinji Tasaka, Hideto Inoue, and Tsuyoshi Sekito. Was Sunset and Snow, the Stage 2 theme for the Tiny Toon Adventures Buster's Hidden Treasure Sega Genesis game by composers Shinji Tasaka, Hideto Inoue, and Tsuyoshi Sekito. They're animani, totally insaney, they're animaniacs. And with that, we have Animaniacs, released May 14th of 1994, published and developed by Konami for the Sega Genesis, we have Studio 3 Part 3 by composer Kiyoshi Murai. That was Studio 3 Part 3 for the Animaniacs Sega Genesis game by composer Kiyoshi Murai. Next up is a cartoon that was a little too mature and touched on various subject matters that were many say beyond its time. And it's an amazing cartoon, and if you have Hulu or some ways of finding it, you should definitely sit down and watch it. And I am talking about Exo Squad, released May 19th of 1995. Developed by Opelousa Interactive and published by Playmates for the Sega Genesis, we have Training Mode by composer Zolt Vornik.
We'll be right back.
that was the training mode for the Exo Squad Sega Genesis game by composer Zolt Vornik. Next we have a cartoon that didn't really have a conclusion and left us on a cliffhanger, and I'm talking about The Pirates of Darkwater. Released May of 1994, published and developed by Sunsoft for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, we have City of Pandawa, which is the Stage 3 theme by the group Phase Out. And that was the City of Pandawa Stage 3 theme for the Pirates of Darkwater SNES game by the group Phase Out. Next in our countdown is Beavis and Butthead, released in the year of 1994, developed by Radical Entertainment and published by Viacom New Media for the Sega Genesis. We have The Street by composers Mark Barrow and Paul Wilkinson. And that was The Street for the Beavis and Butthead Sega Genesis game by composers Mark Barrow and Paul Wilkinson. Now this next cartoon brings a soft spot to my heart because it's something that definitely defies cartoons of that era and that network. And I mean Nickelodeon. And there's nothing that says Nickelodeon like the Ren and Stimpy Show. And with that, I bring to you the Ren and Stimpy Show, Stimpy's Invention. Released in the year of 1993, developed by Blue Sky Software and published by Sega for the Sega Genesis, we have The Pound Dungeon by composer Sam Powell. Mm-hmm. And that was the Pound Dungeon for the Ren and Stimpy Show Stimpy's Invention Sega Genesis game by composer Sam Powell. Isn't it weird that certain rated R franchises were turned into kid shows? And I don't think there's a better example than the Toxic Crusaders, released in the year of 1992, developed by Infogrames and published by Sega for the Sega Genesis. We have City by composer Frederick Metzen. And that was The City for the Toxic Crusaders Sega Genesis game by composer Frederick Metzen. And again, we visit Acme Acres once more for Tiny Toon Adventures Buster Bust Loose, released in the year February of 1993, published and developed by Konami, of course, for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. We have Stage 5 Area 2 by composers Kazuhiko Uehara and Yukie Morimoto. We'll be right back. And that was the Stage 5 Area 2 theme for the Tiny Toon Adventures Buster Bust Loose SNES game by composers Yasuhiko Uehara and Yukie Morimoto. Now, this is a particular cartoon that I don't think many of you knew existed, but I did because I watched every cartoon known to man. And I'm discussing Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, released January of 1992, developed by Imagineering and published by THQ for the Nintendo Entertainment System. We have the title screen theme by composer Mark Van Heck. Title screen theme for the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes Nintendo game by composer Mark Van Heck. Now, this particular title everyone should know, and that is Inspector Gadget, released December of 1993, developed by AIM and published by Hudson Soft for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. We have the opening and title screen theme by composer Saori Kobayashi. Now, any of you who know the Inspector Gadget theme might be confused as to why this particular title screen theme sounds completely different than the actual cartoon theme. Now, at the time when the Christmas special and the game was produced, Deke had just lost the rights to use the Shuki Levy and Saban original theme song in the new productions, because of a break with Saban's company, which happened, I believe, around 1991. In line of that, it's pretty obvious that they tried to establish this composition as Gadget's new theme song in the early 90s. But of course, it can't hold a candle to Levy and Saban's iconic original. But I still think it sounds pretty good. But let me not go on and let you listen to it and see what you guys think of it. And here we go. That was the opening title screen theme for the Inspector Gadget Super Nintendo game by composer Saori Kobayashi. Next up is a very favorite cartoon, although it's considered more of a late night cartoon these days. I believe the term is prime time, but till then, we have The Simpsons, Bart vs. the Space Mutants. Released February of 1991, developed by Imagineering Inc. and published by Acclaim for the Nintendo Entertainment System, we have Levels 2 and 4 by composer Mark Van Heck. And that was the levels 2 and 4 for The Simpsons, Bart vs. the Space Mutants Nintendo game by composer Mark Van Heck. And finally, we have a cartoon that I definitely consider a favorite of mine, and that is Eek the Cat, released August of 1994, developed by CTA and published by Ocean for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. We have The Zoo by composers Dean Evans and Barry Leitch.
Thank you.
And that was The Zoo for the Eek the Cat Super Nintendo game by composers Dean Evans and Barry Leitch. And that's about all the time we have for today for the Retro VGM Revival Hour. As always, I appreciate all your listeners for taking an hour of your time to listen and showing support for the art of video game music. If you would like to stay in touch with anything and everything VGM related, please make sure to visit the official site over at retrovgmrevival.blogspot.com. And also make sure to subscribe to the official Facebook group over at facebook.com/VGM Revival Hour, where you can post your own video game music videos or add some recommendations to future episodes. Plus, now you can find us on Tumblr. Just look up the old search engine and type Retro VGM Revival Hour and just click and subscribe to that little picture with the cat holding the NES controller and wearing those cool 80s sunglasses. You can listen to the podcast on SoundCloud as well as find us on Stitcher. And now we're also available on iTunes. So please show that you like this podcast by commenting, rating, and subscribing. And if you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at MoonSpiderHugs. Oh, and don't worry, I'll make sure to put the full track listing below. Till then, this is Edgar Velasco saying, life has its ups and its downs, and also its lefts and right. But in the end of it all, we always end up with a little bit of extra lives to win the day. Thank you very much, and see you guys next time.